seems to me if you're going to introduce Pat Kreitlow, you shouldn't have to hear him singing like that first, but yeah, it works. It was requested by our next guest, Sean Fetteplace from Main Street Alliance, Wisconsin, who wanted to make sure that we were good and awake before we talked about all the things that his group works on and the advocacy that they do, not just on issues, but on things like voting. There's an election tomorrow. There's a lot of elections tomorrow, primary elections across Wisconsin. And, you know, it's something you don't just vote for yourself. You vote for, you know, your kids or grandkids. You vote for your neighborhood. And what Sean likes to remind people of is that entrepreneurs need to be voting too. You're never too busy to, you know, use your voice. And Sean helps entrepreneurs do that. Sean, it's great to have you here today. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Pat. Great to be here.
Let's start with Main Street Alliance. First of all, how do you describe it to other people from a Wisconsin level and nationally?
Yeah, so we're an organization founded by small business leaders in 2008. We organize around issues that impact businesses, their employees in the communities, and we're really working to build a powerful, self-funded, multiracial small business membership organization that can shift, you know, the overall economic narrative, really build political power and win policy reform. And so yesterday, middle of the day around 3 o'clock, the Inflation Reduction Act passed. Didn't have everything in it we wanted. There's more to do, but it was certainly a big win, especially on healthcare access. And those are the kinds of issues that we focus on. So we expanded into Wisconsin in August of 20. We have about 600 members now across the state. We're going to have about 1,000 by the end of the year and really working to build small business power all across Wisconsin.
Well, and you know, the question that inevitably follows is, well, we have a chamber of commerce, you know, in our hometown, or, you know, I always thought Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce was like the business group for Wisconsin. And, you know, I'm asking that, of course, somewhat cynically, but I know you get asked it innocently. What do you tell them?
Yeah, so I would say that there are good local chambers, local economic development groups. There's a big difference between them and the state chamber, but there's really three organizations that have done a poor job representing small business, even though they purport to. There's the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. They generally speaking support the bigger polluting manufacturers, very race to the bottom ideas. You know, we don't want to pay taxes. We want to privatize everything. We want deregulation of everything. You know, you got the Tavern League, which really represents the distributors. They say they represent the smaller taverns, but really who they work with are the folks who make a lot of money distributing beer across the state. And then you've got the Wisconsin Restaurant Association, which really focuses more on the bigger restaurants, the bigger chains. And so there really wasn't an organization like ours in the state that was really focused on the smaller Main Street businesses. And so that's what we're seeking to do and really to fill that gap. And so I would say that, you know, we focus on healthcare, childcare, paid leave, capital access, tax fairness, the things that, you know, our members tell us are important to them are the things that we focus on, which often puts us at odds with some of the positions of those other groups I mentioned. So there's a lot of work to do, but we're really excited to be able to do it here in Wisconsin.
I want to pick up on part of your answer where you talked about the Tavern League is actually more about the distributors. It reminds me of how we keep trying to tell people the National Rifle Association is not looking out for gun owners. It's a gun manufacturers group. And so you just don't judge a book by its cover. If you hear a group that's called something, you know, look into it. And clearly you're laying out the reason why Main Street Alliance is actually an alliance of people who work on Main Street and are looking out for those Main Street issues. So you talked about some of the various issues. We're going to talk about that. We're going to get into the Inflation Reduction Act. We'll talk a bit about the organizing work that you do. But we'll start with the one that is, you know, most recent again, and that's the Inflation Reduction Act, which, again, anytime something happens in Congress, you know, people wonder what kind of a local impact it will have. And then people are prone to complain if there isn't a local impact felt immediately. But, you know, again, everything takes time to you know, happen, and then people complain about it afterwards. But it's like, well, you have to wait for these things to happen. What is it in the Inflation Reduction Act that made the final cut that stands out that you and your members are happy about?
Yeah, I would say the one that stands out the most is they extended the enhanced subsidies in the Affordable Care Act, the healthcare marketplace, for 3 years. That's huge. There was the American Rescue Plan as a part of efforts to address the pandemic significantly reduced the costs of marketplace insurance. It's still more too expensive for some, but it's a lot more affordable than it was. And so it really helped make the name of the original law passed in 2010, the Affordable Care Act, more of a reality. And so that's huge. If that had not happened, millions of people across our country would have gotten notices in October that their rates were potentially going up by $500 to $1,000 a month. And clearly extending the subsidies was a huge priority for us. So we're glad that was included. Prescription drug coverage was included. Corporations saw that they now have to pay a 15% minimum tax. And that is long overdue in terms of tax fairness. So there's a lot of good things in it. However, we are very disappointed that paid leave didn't make the cut. That was because of opposition by specifically Senator Manchin. Childcare investments, that's something we still need to get done. And then furthermore, there still is this need to replenish the Restaurant Revitalization Fund. That was a program that the American Rescue Plan did that helped restaurants that were really impacted by the pandemic, but it was underfunded. We worked really hard to get replenishment done, to get all the restaurants who qualified that support. Unfortunately, Senator Johnson did vote no on that. Senator
with some rather cynical comments as well that we may get into. A place from Main Street Alliance joins us. We're going to take a little 2-minute break, come back and pick up the discussion right after this. You're up north.